First impressions are lasting impressions. The speaker was Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators. He had just told a dramatic story to point out an important truth. It matters how you spend your time on the Lord's Day. It will affect your usefulness to God over the long haul. The verse he shared was Isaiah 58:13-14. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Over the years, as I listened to him preach on various topics, this theme rose again and again. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a question. How do you spend your Sundays? It's true that Jesus taught, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. But what does that mean? This day should be set aside as a day of rest for our bodies and refreshment for our souls. The Old Testament scripture we considered spoke of this day as a delight. Too often young men and women have turned from keeping the Lord's Day because it was made distasteful and burdensome. Nothing could have been further from the mind of God when He provided us with this very special day. Jesus healed people on the Sabbath and infuriated the religious leaders of His day. On two occasions, He asked them about how they treated their domestic animals. Did they feed them? As you think through on what He was getting at, two things become clear. It is perfectly fitting and proper to do works of mercy and necessity on the Lord's Day. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath was set aside to remember the mighty act of God in creation. In the New Testament, a new and powerful act of God is commemorated by the Lord's Day, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Once every 7 days, on the first day of the week, Christians gather in worship to remember the Lord's Day, the day He rose in victory over death. And therefore, this day should be a day of celebration, a day of praise and of joy and thanksgiving. So the Old Testament Sabbath looked back to a finished creation, admittedly a powerful and remarkable event. But then Jesus came, and after His death on the cross, He rose from the grave. The Lord's Day looks back, therefore, to an equally glorious event of finished redemption. As you contrast the two, an amazing fact emerges. Creation cost the Lord but 6 days' labor. But what did redemption cost Him? It cost His life. And once a week, you and I are called upon to remember that. He gave His life that we might live. Let us, therefore, pause occasionally. Gather with believers around the world and praise and worship His holy name. God rested on the Sabbath. On the Lord's Day, we celebrate the fact that we have ceased from our fruitless labors of trying to gain salvation by our own works and have trusted Christ completely. May God bless you as you worship Him in spirit and in truth.